This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The United Nations estimates that 1.9 million people are currently displaced within Iraq. That's in addition to about 2 million who've left the country. The humanitarian group Refugees International recently tracked Iraqis who fled to northern Iraq. Today it releases a report on the situation there. While many internally displaced Iraqis find safety, they're still struggling to find food, housing, and work. Christelle Yunus visited northern Iraq and wrote that report. She joins us now. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
The displaced Iraqis you talked to, where did they flee from? And how many people are we talking about in the area that you went?
Well, most of them were fleeing from the center and the south of Iraq, which are, of course, the most volatile areas in the country. They were trying to get to the safest places, and then when they couldn't get out of the country, they were choosing the north because it's one of the most stable places in Iraq. The UN estimates that there's about 100,000 of them in the north of Iraq. Our findings are that there are much more than that, actually, and that not all of them have been registered by the UN.
And how did the group that went to the north, I realize you wrote a report there, but just briefly, do they compare to, say, refugees in other parts of the country? Is Kurdistan, the north, the safest part of the country?
It certainly is one of the safest, if not the safest. Everybody is basically trying to get there. So we have met with Kurds, of course, who have fled other parts of Iraq, but also Sunni Arabs, Shia Arabs, Christians, everybody who can actually get there is trying to. But being admitted into the Kurdish areas is not the simplest of tasks. You need to go through a series of security checkpoints. The road there is extremely dangerous. And the Kurdish authorities also demand that anyone moving to the Kurdish areas has a guarantor, somebody, a Kurdish resident, who can attest to their morality and identity. So if you don't know anyone who can vouch for you, you're out of luck.
And then when they finally get there and get past those particular obstacles, what are the daily challenges for these internal refugees?
Well, the first challenge, of course, is the economical situation. Rent has risen dramatically in the northern areas as a result of development, post-war development, etc. And those large influxes of people have also not helped in terms of prices rising. So people are struggling really for shelter, to try to find a place to live that's not too expensive. The second challenge, of course, is food and diesel. The diesel prices in the north are up to 3 times the price they are in Baghdad. As you might know, most of the Iraqi population was benefiting before 2003 from the Oil for Food program. They were getting food ration cards issued in their town of residence, which entitled them to get food packages and diesel on a monthly basis. The program is continuing and is more needed than ever. Unfortunately, the food ration cards are tied to the place of residence. So when people move, they're finding it incredibly difficult to transfer their cards. So not only are people leaving behind their houses, their homes, their lives, they also leave behind the possibility of getting very vital assistance, which is dramatic. And finally, education is a major issue. Of course, there's a language issue for Arabs moving to the Kurdish areas, and there are very few Arabic schools in the main urban towns. And even then, the rest of the places, if you're not living in the major capital, you don't have access to an Arabic school. And even if you are, they're very limited. You're not guaranteed a place. As a result, many children do not go to school.
Well, just finally, did you talk with anyone who decided to leave northern Iraq because the challenges were simply too great, decided to go back, in a sense, where they came from?
Unfortunately, yes, and this shows the shortcomings of both national and international assistance. We met, for example, with a Sunni family from Baghdad living in Erbil, and they had fled because they had been severely threatened in Baghdad. A grenade was thrown into their house. The father was directly threatened by a Shia militia, and they were actually contemplating going back to Baghdad with their two children because they simply could not afford being in the Kurdish areas anymore.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Christelle Yunus is an advocate for Refugees International. She recently returned from northern Iraq.